Hello, I'm Tony Shea, CEO of Zappos.com.
And I'm Andreas Weigand. Very pleasure to meet you, Tony.
So I had a question for you. If you had to name something, what would you say is the biggest misperception that people have of you?
The biggest misperception is that I'm just a technical guy. I remember being on a German talk show, like the Letterman show, and I was there with the founder of the Green Party 20, 30 years ago. And we were there on the show for 1.5 hours, and then we had dinner. And only 1-2 hours into the dinner, don't ask how many bottles of wine, she asked me, "Hey, actually, you're really a person. You're not just sort of programming computers." So I think that's interesting, that that's a misperception people have based on me teaching data mining.
And what do you think is the difference between a misperception and a perception?
Perception might be, one, what you're comfortable with, and two, what is more indicating of where you want to be, as maybe where you have been. I mentioned to you before, from my lunch conversation today, with Tom Coates of Yahoo, who used to be at the BBC, that people at the BBC tend to be done as soon as their show airs. Whereas any blogger or podcaster, he actually is getting started once he puts it out in the world. So that focus on the future is something which we now, on this world of interactive media, have, which people didn't used to have in the days when there was no back channel.
Okay. If you had to, let's say, rate yourself on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 is extremely lucky, 0 is extremely unlucky, how lucky do you think you are in life?
I think I'm an 11. I've been super lucky to just work with amazingly wonderful people who have taught me a lot, and to be able to create situations where I have just been able to just do good things. And luck is indeed a very important factor in that. So I think only a small percentage of what I do is because of, you know, who I am. A large percentage of the people who I'm doing things with. Now, what about you, Tony? How do you rate yourself?
I would probably say a 9, but this is actually an interview question we ask at Zappos.com, and the thing that inspired it as an interview question, it's actually on our application, the thing that inspired it was there was actually a study done where researchers surveyed a bunch of people and asked them the same question, and you know, some people consider themselves unlucky in life, some people consider themselves lucky in life. And separately, they had them go through a newspaper, and their task was to count the number of photos that were in the newspaper. And what the subjects didn't know was that it was actually a fake newspaper, and sprinkled throughout the newspaper were headlines that would say things like, "If you're reading this headline now, you can stop and tell the researcher that you read this headline, and the answer is 37. So what they found was that the people that consider themselves to be lucky in life actually were the ones that generally noticed the headlines, and the ones that were unlucky just went through the task at hand and counted the number of photos. So kind of our takeaway at Zappos is that you make your own luck, and really that those so-called lucky people in life are the ones that are really just more open to opportunity, and those are the types of people that we want to hire at Zappos.
Totally agree. I think that the flexibility some people have in life to just see what opportunities there are really, that flexibility is at the same time which makes it difficult for them to predict where they will be in 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Because, you know, none of us knows where the world will be in 5, 10 years from now. So very interesting, and I think very positive feeling about it, that you use this in your interviews at Zappos. So where do you think Zappos will be in 5 years from now, Tony?
I don't know, because we don't... We don't plan 5 years ahead. Basically, we either plan 1 year ahead or 10 years ahead, but nothing in between. So the 10 years ahead is about the long-term vision. The 1 year ahead is about what we need to do right away. But the stuff in between is, like you said, too hard to predict.
So let me close here by thanking you for, in this rainy, rainy day out in Austin today, for just saving me and giving me a Zappos raincoat so I could get back to my hotel dry. Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome.